Bibles available, go ahead and be turning to the book of Philippians. And if you have a marker, go ahead and mark Romans chapter 12 as well. And I'll be reading from those two areas tonight. Beginning in Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Philippians 2, verse 1. If therefore there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. I chose these two passages, or two references, because they convey the kind of actions and thoughts that we should have on our relationships with each other. And I mainly mention this tonight because I feel this is something that the congregation here at Hansville does very well. From the first time that me and my family walked through the doors here, we were welcomed not as a stranger, but as family. When we made the decision to attend here, when we went to get-togethers, when we went through the death of our baby, when we've announced the birth of babies, and even when I became a deacon, there's always been an outpouring of brotherly love that's been exemplified by each member here and for each experience. As Christians, we have a very special relationship as brethren in Christ, and this should invoke great affection for each other. And if it does not, if a congregation does not have this, it'll quickly die. And it'll be filled with those who are selfish and have little regard for anyone else. So what's the purpose of bringing this up tonight as part of an invitation? What does this have to do with an invitation? When one of us men stands up here before the congregation, it's out of brotherly love. It's out of the love and the respect we have for everybody here. And we do it because we want you to obey the gospel of Christ, or we want you to repent of a sin. And it's because we have that brotherly love for everyone here, and we want everyone to be together in heaven. And that's why we offer this invitation. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And paraphrasing Romans 13, 9 through 10. And if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbors as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of law. And this is the root of our relationship, both to God and to one another. And it's the foundation of our respect for God and our treatment to all mankind. And if we are brethren in Christ, it's also the basis of our special affections that we should share with our fellow Christians. So tonight, as your brother in Christ, as I stand before you, I would like you to ask, I'd like you to evaluate yourself and your relationship with God. Do you have that love for God and your fellow brethren? Have you obeyed the gospel call? If Jesus returned tonight, where would you be for eternity? Where would your soul be? If you have not yet obeyed the gospel of Christ, or you're uncertain about your relationship with God, we are here to help you, we want to help you, and we plead with you to come forward tonight. If any of this applies to you in any way, please make your way forward as we stand and sing.